The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Naturals Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. We've got an exciting show for you. Believe it or not, here it comes. Watch out.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and very, 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 very grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well. At 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, it says it, Alive and Well. We're Fanatic Organics at Alive and Well. Phenomenal formulas, phenomenal products, tremendous variety, great prices, everything you could possibly love and want right there at Alive and Well. And let us not forget the interaction and love and affiliation with the broth. The broad spectrum broth, because it's got a zillion choices organic, at the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. Beautiful, right, Dan?
Right,
gorgeous, Dan. Marble, lovely chairs, wonderful air conditioning, phenomenal plates, whatever your choice. And again, we don't impose choices in the sense of if you're vegan or you're vegetarian or you're not vegetarian and you want wild fish, you want organic meat, you want organic, all of those choices are there. And let us never forget our affiliation with the local Maui organic farmers. Every day we get that wonderful, fresh, amazing produce brought in for the fabulous juices and the wonderful all the different vegetables, et cetera, and so forth. And what else?
And they want to order from the broth, they can simply call 877-4950, or simpler yet, they can use the app, The Broth at Alive and Well. And it's the whole menu is there. They have everything. You can do the whole transaction right there. You tell them exactly what you want. Tell them when you want to be there. You'll pick it up at a certain time. The minute you walk in the door, it's waiting for you.
That's right. Okay? And we cater parties, anything you like that way. Or you can just come in whenever you feel like it and sit there at their beautiful setting and have your fabulous lunches.
You got a marble bar.
We
belly
got a marble
bar,
boys. Say it in the right. Say it in the Brooklyn accent where I was born. Marble bar. Marble bar. Okay? So you got to say it. Go back to our... Remember the importance of going back to our roots. Let us say, too, that it's very important, Dan, that you bring up the fact of the vortex water, the fabulous
water.
Are
you thirsty?
I'm always thirsty. I'm right in front of me as I'm sitting here talking.
I know.
In a beautiful glass bottle
and
is
while
the vortex
not,
water.
While you can't see us, folks, we're nipping on that bottle throughout the show.
That's right.
Take a little sip, take a little slug, and we're back in the game again.
That's right.
Because it is vital. It is vital, real water. The way water used to be before it was tamed and put into big holding tanks and rusty old pipes and all that kind of stuff. It is activated, reactivated with a vortex whirling action as it comes out of the faucet.
That's right.
And that gives you the right hydrogen-oxygen combination release into your bloodstream.
Strengthening. They have actually proven these benefits. It's gone back many years of the benefits of vortex water, energizing, strengthening the immune system, homeopathy, structure to the water, detoxification, cell availability, saving energy, improving the environment, and the environment of your body and all your plants, too, love it just as much.
And it puts a smile on your face.
It does. And that's the only water we ever use, ever. In the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. We have the availability, so you fill up your jugs too, but it's also there in any of our food, in any of our what we serve you when you want your water over there, etc.
Does the broth ring a bell? Does the broth imply some kind of liquid? nourishment? Well, it's made with the Vortex water.
Absolutely. Okay? In every way, we're protecting and loving you, okay? And that is very strong. Let us start by saying, too, that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be. We don't put people on medication or take them off. Doctor's area, strictly reporters. We love to give people great information about what doctors, medical doctors, and also trained in nutrition, etc., and what they have learned in clinical trials about great nutrition. We share information. So when I tell you, or Dennis tells you, about a testimonial, unsolicited, can I get my tongue straight on that
have
one?
Have another slug of water.
Another slug of water. It's unsolicited. You share what great nutrition has done for you. But this happened this week. I wish sometimes that this was a television show and not a radio show, because I couldn't believe. I mean, the way she looks, this lady, the way she looks is so beautiful. She's 81 years old.
Well.
And her skin, everything, her body, terrific shape. She is a runner.
Oh,
she
boy.
Runs at least 3, 4, 5 miles every single day. Not walking.
What?
She runs 3 to 5 miles every single day.
Oh, my God.
And then she said she has to express her thanks, she said, so much to Pain Power, the wonderful product like that, and Eggshell Membrane, because all her joints are... stopped, no inflammation, but also great flexibility, no pain. And also she said she had come in because she said, you know, one thing, though, is kind of a hanger-on, and she said it was her postmenopausal. Well, it's postmenopausal when you're 81. It's a lot of years after menopause. But she had a, I hope nobody gets offended, a vaginal itch that a lot of that time happens. And she said... it was completely gone because we had discussed the benefits of what Dr. John Lee and other professional top doctors had learned about the natural plant estriol cream and natural progesterone mm-hmm. cream. And when she used them, and natural vitamin E is a little local, not the synthetic, she said all of those problems were gone. She felt terrific.
That's right.
Because it's not so fun to run an itch at the same time. Okay?
It's hard to run an itch and scratch at the same
time. That's right. So it's really wonderful.
Okay.
We love the testimonials. They're so terrific. But I still wish, you know, I'm up there. I still wish that I could look like that like she did.
Well, start running, baby.
Skin. I do a kind of a run.
You
all right?
do. I
but
know
not
you
quite.
Do.
Not
well, she doesn't run.
It's a Trotsky. I call it the Trotsky.
She does a trot around the house. And I have to be careful when I move from one room to another for what might be barreling down the hallway.
But this lady is out there running on the streets, uh-huh. major running. And that's, I would say, very, very, very impressive.
I say,
okay?
that's
you know, it's interesting that she said this, Dan, because here's this medical report. And this doctor saying right here, about how he tells his patients, and he says, taking natural eggshell membrane in supplement form is so beneficial. Studies compared these natural eggshell membrane, high potency, versus placebo in a group of patients with knee pain and stiffness, says the doctor. The group who received the eggshell membrane enjoyed a huge reduction in knee pain and 31% reduction in stiffness the first month.
And an inflammation. It
That's
reduces
right.
inflammation.
That's exactly right.
It encourages
right.
new cellular growth in the connective tissue. All the ligaments, all
That's
the
right.
tendons, all the muscles start to grow back into a viable, functioning organism again.
That's why he says, the doctor says, I recommend natural eggshell membrane to help support lubricated joint cartilage, you know, while reducing all the discomfort. And then he goes right on to say, other big benefits of terrific supplements include collagen. I love the collagen, too, and we'll talk a little later. But he goes on about eggshell membrane supports healthy inflammation response, promotion of healthy joint cartilage, and support for healthy blood vessels, okay? And we'll get into that more of that a little bit, okay? That's very exciting.
Well, the blood vessel walls, the pipes that run through your body, The eggshell membrane is instrumental in keeping them of the highest quality integrity so they don't start to flake off and decompose. and interfere with circulation and help and contribute to the buildup of plaque in the arteries. So it's quite remarkable what it does.
That is quite, and you know, people don't even think about that. They don't think or really realize how important that can be. Mm-hmm. And in creating, and that is, the people say, what is an eggshell membrane? You know, if you cook it till the egg gets semi-firm or firm.
If you're hard-boiled or soft-boiled an egg.
Yeah, there's a little membrane right outside that attaches to the shell, and that is in the concentrated form what has a lot to do with creating new ligaments and tendons in the
knee. And it has nothing to do with eating eggshells.
No,
you don't have to
no.
eat the eggshells or put them in a blender and gnarl through them. It's the tiny little membrane that when you try to peel a hard-boiled egg, something gets stuck and it starts to take away some of the white of the egg, and that's the membrane that doesn't want to let go, okay? It wants to maintain the integrity of itself. But we take that out and concentrate it and put it into a meaningful potency, and that's what she got at Alive and Well, the eggshell membrane.
Right. And she said she loved, and we'll talk more about it because we have tremendous reports on inflammation about pain power and how it reduces and all inflammation on so many different levels.
What a teamwork. Those two are
a great teamwork. Yeah. Do you know what really got me this week, and Dennis and I will share with you right now? The Centers for Disease Control, we reported this on the radio, all the different studies and all the different investigations that there, and they came out and said there's not one death per year due to a vitamin, a mineral, or a natural supplement.
Not one.
Not one. And they said that's in all the studies and all the, this is not health foodies. This is the Centers for Disease Control. And we went through that. That here's the big news reported on Newsmax. This is the big news right away, just reported July 21st, okay? And a few days after my birthday. And here it is. 800,000 are disabled and die from misdiagnosis, medical misdiagnosis yearly. 800,000. That's right out dead.
That's called, to obfuscate all this information, the press and the industry itself refers to it as iatrogenesis. Iatrogenesis.
That's right.
Did you ever consider trying to pronounce that word, iatrogenesis? Well, genesis refers to in the beginning. Okay, and it refers to doctor-induced, doctor mistakes, over-prescribing, misdiagnoses, all of those factors involved with medical transactions. People make mistakes, yes, they do, but iatrogenesis is a pretty big, important component in health, public health. Because when all those mistakes are made, it adds up to more people die of that, of iatrogenesis and misdiagnosis, as they do of heart disease.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
So there's 700,000 people a year die of heart disease, and there's 800,000 people die of iatrogenesis.
And that's what they're reporting. This is, again, the big report is, you know, Newsmax.
Right.
Okay? And this is the report. And here is that I'll share this with you. About 795,000 Americans die or are permanently disabled every year due to misdiagnosed medical conditions.
There it is.
The new analysis was led by experts at Johns Hopkins Medical Center in Baltimore. They looked closely at diagnostic error and its impact. Can you read this right here, Dan?
Okay.
The middle of the page, bracketed for you.
So this isn't a report from some wild, woolly-eyed...
Oh, no. It's some news.
...beastie... running on bare buns out of the forest. This is real scientific data comprised by the medical industry itself.
Johns Hopkins, okay. Right there in the middle.
And the researchers from Johns Hopkins and the Risk Management Foundation of the Harvard Medical Institutions, pretty big
very big
there,
medical experts,
looked at 15 diseases and concluded that 371,000 Americans died, and 424,000 were permanently disabled as a result of misdiagnoses. Okay, about 75% of the serious harms happen in connection with vascular events and infections and cancers. In all, 15 diseases account for nearly 51% of the serious harms that are serious harms. going on, the next paragraph. Five conditions, stroke, sepsis, pneumonia, venous thromboembolism, and lung cancer cause nearly 39% of total serious harms. Incredible. Reducing the diagnostic errors by 50% for stroke, sepsis, pneumonia, pulmonary embolism, and lung cancer could cut permanent disabilities and deaths by 150,000 people a year.
Unbelievable. Okay? And this was reported, they have a summation statement, that this was reported also in the British Medical Journal, the big-time medical journal, reported in the British Medical Journal.
Yeah, that's what it says here.
Yes, that's exactly
right. The study findings were published on July 17th by the British Medical Journal, Quality and Safety.
That's okay. Right. That's all doctors, all of that, and that's just the misdiagnosis, okay? That's not all the other causes of death relative to medications and drugs.
And surgeries.
That's right, and surgeries, okay. Et cetera.
Okay.
But you know, Dan, if you ever want to hear about a huge support of everything you have said all along, and really you've been a major player in this area about making people aware of what inflammation does, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And here is all medically reported, and a researcher saying inflammation in health news, inflammation increases dementia risk by 35%. New study finds. And here's the report. And it was published in the United Kingdom. You know, that's Britain and all of the countries. A new study links inflammation to the development of Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
Yep.
Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia affect millions of Americans. Biomarkers for inflammation were linked to a much higher risk of dementia. This is the medical statements.
Because the inflammation, folks, is fire.
Fire.
Fire. When you consider, what is the fire burning up? Well, it's burning up microscopic cells that you can't
see. That's right.
How many cells does it take on a dish or in a hand, whatever, you can accumulate all of these human cells? How many cells does it take before you can actually see them?
That's right.
But the inflammatory presence, the constant overheating that sugars and carbohydrates create, and all those phony semi-healthy, non-healthy vegetable oil, safflower, soy,
they're
corn,
inflammatory,
canola, sesame,
inflammatory.
All of those things create fire, cellular fire. That's called inflammation.
And the medical community reporting has increasingly identified the role of inflammation in the development of Alzheimer's disease and dementia. But now a new study from United Kingdom further establishes that link. I'll give this to you in a second, Dan, okay? Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia affect millions of Americans, killing more than breast cancer and prostate cancer combined.
Oh, mama mia.
Despite the prevalence of dementia among the elderly and its burden on the healthcare system causing hundreds of billions of dollars each year, researchers have yet to determine a clear cause of the disease. But here, there is a cluster of risk factors identified as causes, including genetic predisposition, inflammation, cardiovascular health, and brain chemistry, plaques, and tangles. And would you please read the biomarkers, they say, that show inflammation's effect on dementia risk?
Alrighty.
Biomarkers.
Before I do that, let me just go back and say one thing, repeat what Mona just read to you, a little bit of it. Okay. The risk factors identified as potential causes, including genetic predisposition, inflammation, cardiovascular health, and brain chemistry, plaques, and tangles. There's a lot of news lately about tau proteins and proteins accumulation as debris in your brain as a cause or contributing factor to dementia. Well, that is a fact. But the chronic inflammatory presence that's going on but intercellularly is the major creator of all of those conditions. Going on with the article, the headline for the article is Biomarkers Show Inflammation's Effect on Dementia. A new study from United Kingdom, published July 19th in the journal PLOS-1, sheds light on the link between inflammation, cognition, and dementia. Utilizing health data from over 500,000 people obtained through the large population-based study, the United Kingdom Biobank researchers were able to take large amounts of data and compare that data with cognitive outcomes and dementia risk. And specifically, they said, researchers looked at certain blood biomarkers indicative of inflammation and how inflammation biomarkers correlated with various cognitive tasks. They found statistically significant association between higher levels of these inflammatory biomarkers and worse cognitive performance and higher risk of dementia later in life.
Right, that's
again,
right.
With all the inflammatory biomarkers that
mm-hmm.
they identified.
Yes.
Elevated levels of blood inflammatory markers are often found in elderly individuals, and this condition is termed inflame aging carries a high susceptibility to chronic diseases and premature death. We found the associations between elevated systemic inflammation biomarker levels, concurrent and later cognitive performance, and future dementia risk, says Dr. Christina, Meckel,
right. Mm-hmm.
who was the lead author of the study, and a genetic researcher at the University of Manchester in England.
You know, it's interesting that she says this, and because here's a Austin Perlmutter, MD, reporting about it too, saying that inflammation is the major threat to brain health, mental and cognitive. He says inflammation, this is Perlmutter, I just want to inject this, is in our bodies, is linked to everything from heart disease, says the doctor, to diabetes, to cancer. We also know, says Dr. Austin Perlmutter, MD, that inflammation plays a major role in brain health issues. And then, he quotes that study of the 500,000 people, the link between inflammation and dementia. They found the higher levels of inflammation predicted worse memory, lower fluid intelligence, worse reaction time. Those with the highest inflammation score were at higher risk for developing dementia over all of their years. And it's also, he says, a very important fact, he says, is that research shows that inflammation is also linked to symptoms of severe depression. And he goes into the studies that it does that. And guess what he says that sounds just like Dennis?
He's impersonating me?
I think he is, dear.
Did he have the right vocal tone?
He's impersonating you, and he knew I would appreciate it. His top of the list thing.
Does he stutter when he talks? Does he stammer? Does he in any way vary from my vocal pattern?
If he does, I can't report it because he's got too many important things to say.
Oh, God.
The top of his list to reducing inflammation is avoid sugar in all of its forms and processed foods in all of those items. Processed snack foods, eat only organic foods, lots of colorful vegetables, prioritize foods rich in micronutrients, fiber, and omega-3 fats. He's talking about the dietary thing, the very thing that we stress endlessly at Alive and Well.
And those are the food selections. And the whole fruit is also part of the recommended dietary. Excuse me. Whole fruit is also part of the recommended dietary. But what kind of fruit? Well, the lower sugared ones, but we think of berries as being sweet and sugary. But the strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, boysenberries, all those berries are very, very healthy because they contain polyphenols, which are very important in helping cell wall integrity, etc. But any flour product turns to sugar. That flour and bread and pasta and bagels and cereals and grains and granolas and muffins and crackers and cookies and chips and all the doodads and whiz-bangs and yum-yums and the wee-wees, all of these things are comprised of flour and or sugar.
Converting okay? to sugar and creating inflammation and destruction of cells.
And if you want to know what a cell goes through with inflammation, you can't see the cell, of course. It's so tiny. It's so microscopic. But if you could just light a match and hold it in your hand and watch it burn, then hold your other hand over that match. How long can you hold that hand and feel the heat from the burning match? Well, not all that long. It becomes painful. It becomes a burn. And when cells, tiny microscopic, burn, they die. And when they die, amplify that by hundreds of millions of godzillions of cells in your body, which are susceptible to the chronic presence of inflammation.
That's right.
And that's what sugar creates. And that's what flour creates. And that's what there's carbohydrates in nearly everything in the world. But we amplify that heat by eating the refined carbohydrates and the sugars and the synthetic drinks. All of those things create more fire, more destruction, and over a period of time, oh, there go your eyes. Well, I was diabetic, but I'm blind now. Well, because the sugar burns up the very center core of your eyes, the nerves, the brain connection. That's what sugar does.
Do you know, the thing is, too, Dennis, and I, again, always applaud Dr. Mercola, M.D., Dr. Joseph Mercola, with all the clinical trials that he backs up, and he brings in this important topic with zillion clinical trials, how curcumin, the active ingredient in turmeric, okay, targets cancer, and how effective curcumin has been demonstrated preventive and treatment actions against cancer cells, reduce the negative effects, he says, of chemotherapy agents, intensifies the cancer-killing ability, and because he makes a big, important point, just like we were talking about, and just like these other specialists. This is Dr. Mercola reporting in the clinical trials. Cancer cells thrive in an inflammatory environment. Okay?
That's why they say
strong anti-inflammatory effects of curcumin, anti-inflammatory, can change the signaling of these cancer cells through several pathways and put a stop to their replication. Curcumin stops the ability of cancer stem cells from replicating and reduces the potential for recurrence. Curcumin also helps support your immune system, capable of seeking out and destroying early cancer cells naturally. And what is the major, one of the major ingredients, and why is it so much more effective in pain power?
Because it is 95% curcumin, in concentrated form, in a delivery system which is enhanced with piperine, accompanied by boswellia, which is also an anti-inflammatory herb, and natokinase, which is an enzyme, and serratiopeptidase, which is another enzyme, and amla, which is another enzyme. And the combination of the high-potency curcumin and all the other anti-inflammatories guarantees, I shouldn't say guarantee, there's no guarantee in life, it amplifies the effectiveness in reducing the fire, the inferno that goes on in every cell in your body from eating what? Processed foods, the phony vegetable oils, the
And I didn't want to
sugars,
leave
the flowers, all the stuff. And people say, well, I'm eating seeds. Well, the seeds are fine to a certain extent, say holistic physicians, but they do contain fatty acids, which can be in excess inflammatory.
And, you know, Dr. Mercola didn't leave this topic. He was going into the thing about cancer and all of the authors. And when he spoke about the same thing you just said, the bioavailability in all of the clinical trials was vastly improved when curcumin was taken orally with piperine, the active ingredient in black pepper. 1,000 to 2,000% better absorption and better bioavailability, which is how we have that, made sure it was in the pain power.
And it does not irritate your stomach or your intestines.
Absolutely not. And he goes on to say all of the different studies, okay, demonstrated that this curcumin in this form inhibited the growth and metastases of lung cancer cells, all the different, pancreatic cancer. It also responded to the use of curcumin. They considered that probably the most deadly form of cancer. He goes on. Apoptosis, anti-inflammatory, reduction in angiogenesis, the growth of cancer cells, and all of these different things. Curcumin also inhibited and slowed the development of bladder cancer, stopped the formation of metastases and prostate cancer, and but increased the death of cervical cancer cells. Okay? That's why it goes on to say Curcumin offers many additional benefits to your health. It works as well or even better than anti-inflammatory medications to treat arthritic conditions.
Now, consider this, folks. Curcumin comes from turmeric. And a lot of people have been using turmeric because it's has a great history of thousands of years of holistic physicians' use and societal use in the Middle East, India particularly, and other countries in the area use turmeric a lot. It's flavoring, it's colorful, and so on. But turmeric has a little bit of curcumin, The amount of curcumin in Pain Power is 2,000% higher than any turmeric capsule, any turmeric powder. That's 20 times more anti-inflammatory activity, more beneficial, health-generating and anti-inflammatory, health-renewing qualities in the curcumin that's used in Pain Power, along with the piperine, which guarantees even better absorption, along with the other amino acids, anti-inflammatories, which increase even better absorption. So people have been testifying to the effect how great Pain Power really is. The suggested dosage is twice a day. Well, that's good for starters. That's good for whatever might ail you. But people who have serious complications of dementia, of inflammatory, chronic inflammatory state throughout their body, oftentimes take more than that and report extraordinary results.
That's right. And don't forget, that in Pain Power, it's free of all allergen. It says it, mm-hmm. all allergens, and for very allergic people like myself, that's terrific. It's vegan. It doesn't have any animal products. It doesn't have any allergen whatsoever known on this planet.
There are no side effects.
No side effects. And don't forget, too, the what we know about Boswellia, the ancient source of frankincense. Mm-hmm. You know, but Boswellia has been used for thousands of years for pain and inflammation with not only no side effects, but benefit. And it's very good for the gastrointestinal tract, too. Boswellia is really amazing, and it's in the powerful form and very concentrated in Pain Power. And don't forget, proteolytic enzymes, systemic enzymes, we learned that from the European doctors a long time ago that had discovered that systemic enzymes eat up inflammatory compounds.
Yeah, and
there's loads of natokinase and all the other
that's
ones.
That's going to mention that, yes.
Good.
Natokinase and serratiopeptidase, peptidase and amla are those enzymes, okay? They all contribute as one unit in helping to reduce the fire. That cellular, keep in mind again, a cell is so fragile. A cell is so tiny, it takes thousands and thousands of cells before they're even visible to a human eye. But the chronic inflammation of your system from eating refined carbohydrates and sugars are the primary causes of aging, of accelerated aging, okay, and destruction and other conditions that occur. Again, going back to diabetes, more people with diabetes go blind than anybody else. More people with diabetes have dementia than anybody else. More people with diabetes have more body amputations of toes and fingers and legs than anybody else. Why? Because the connective tissue, the nerves, the whole neurological process of maintaining life in the cellular level throughout your body is inflamed. It's on fire. It's overheated. It's burning up.
That's right.
And it destroys.
You know, I think this is so important because we're also talking about support systems for keeping the brain active, for keeping the brain functional. And one of the things that I wish I could make this more important, because I know that years ago I was so impressed, I was so overwhelmed when I learned that how different Europe was from the US of A when it comes to using nutrients rather than terrible drugs. And the doctors throughout Europe were using one particular nutrient. Actually, there was two, and that they used for brain regeneration. One of their main nutrients throughout Europe that was used by the doctors was the acetyl form of L-carnitine. Mm-hmm. Acetyl L-carnitine to regenerate, to help the heart regenerate, but also the brain.
Because the brain has a blood-brain barrier.
That, there you go.
And the brain does not allow...
BBB, blood-brain barrier. Go ahead, say it.
And brain does not allow... The blood-brain barrier prevents carnitine from entering the brain. But acetyl L-carnitine, the door is open wide and the band plays and in comes acetyl L-carnitine.
That's right.
And starts to rebuild what? The mitochondria.
And that's exactly what this doctor says. And then I want you to talk about that. But first, listen to this top doctor. Maintaining energy levels starts with acetyl L-carnitine. For over 20 years, I've been recommending a nutrient called acetyl L-carnitine to my fatigue patients. Acetyl L-carnitine is an amino acid that they say it has to, that performs many roles in the body, including vital functions supporting healthy energy and metabolism. Would you read about exactly what you were saying about acetyl L-carnitine?
Okay, the doctor goes on to say, if I can follow your notes here.
That's
on
right,
this paper.
The acetyl L-carnitine. I'll start it. That's right, dear. Let me show you right here. Acetyl L-carnitine. Okay,
alrighty.
Go right ahead.
Acetyl L-carnitine works as a mitochondrial fat burner.
That's it.
Okay.
There.
I was just, before I was so rudely interrupted by this other party on the microphone, I was trying to talk about the mitochondria. Many people know that mitochondria are little organelles located in every invisible cell in your body contains invisible mitochondria. And those invisible mitochondria create energy for that invisible cell. And then you bring all of those invisible cells together into one part of your anatomy and suddenly it becomes visible, like maybe a 1.5 or 2 pound heart muscle. All those mitochondria and all those cells together give you a mighty blood pump in the middle of your chest. And it's the mitochondria in every invisible cell that gives that heart the energy to do what it's supposed to do. Let me get back to the article. Okay, acetyl L-carnitine works as a mitochondrial fat burner. Why is that good? Because the mitochondria burn fat to create energy. Okay? Acetyl L-carnitine transport fatty acids across the mitochondrial membrane into the mitochondria itself so they can be oxidized or burned to produce energy. Acetyl L-carnitine helps remove metabolic waste from the mitochondria that is created during the energy production. All this is microscopic,
that's
folks.
That's right. That's right.
All this is so tiny, you have no idea what's... I had no idea. I'm sure most people have no idea of what's going on in your finger or your eyeball or any muscle or any part of skin in your body. But this is what's happening 24 hours a day. Goes on. The article removes metabolic waste. Acetyl L-carnitine also supports healthy mitochondrial membrane function.
That's right.
Related to the aging process. What does that mean? Well, it slows down the destruction of the mitochondria.
That's right. Now, that's the brain, but they also make the important point that it passes the barrier into the heart, too, to regenerate the heart. And here we have doctor after doctor who are holistic saying, take the CardioQ10, but acetyl L-carnitine passes there and regenerates the heart as well as the brain.
It certainly does.
That's right.
And acetyl L-carnitine supports healthy mitochondrial membrane function relating to the aging process.
That's
so
right.
If the mitochondrial walls and the invisible cellular walls are maintained to a better healthy degree, then you don't age as fast because aging has to do with dying off of different cellular functions in your body. Going on with the article. Emerging research shows that acetyl L-carnitine plays a positive role in cognitive functioning. Well,
it
that's
is. But
goes
heart
on
to too, say. Heart and
but,
brain.
But let me go back to the mitochondria produce energy for each cell. And the mitochondria density or mitochondria population per cell, whether it's a skin cell, a brain cell, an eye cell, a heart cell. The heart cell has approximately 5,000 mitochondria, invisible little guys that they are, in every invisible cell. Can you comprehend this?
No, I can't.
I have
comprehend.
A hard time grasping
it's
this. So tiny.
Look, Dan, there's a bit of talking there. Tiny.
And this is what all the holistic physicians talk about, how to create energy, life within the mitochondria. Well, acetyl-L-carnitine gives those mitochondria more life in every invisible cell.
That's right.
And when the mitochondria are more alive, and multiply that by hundreds of godzillion numbers of mitochondria per cell, or per muscle or whatever it might be, brain or heart or eyes, whatever it might be, then you have a healthy organ.
That's
a
right.
healthy component in your body, which is longer lasting, more energetic, more life exhibiting.
You know, and going along with this, Dr. David Brownstein, MD, says that most cardiologists, this is his article he writes, don't treat the underlying cause of heart disease.
Yeah.
And he, going along with this, he makes the point that cardiologists, says the doctor, are kept very busy prescribing statin drugs, beta blockers, ACE inhibitors, and blood thinners for their heart disease patients. The problem, says the doctor, is that none of these medications treat the underlying cause of a patient's condition. Worse yet, says the doctor, these medications are expensive and all of them are associated with serious adverse effects on people's health, including brain breakdown.
And they destroy the mitochondria.
And cardiologists aren't the only doctors prescribing medications that don't treat the cause of a person's illness, but cause other illnesses. And in fact, he says most conventional doctors do the exact same thing. And he goes on to say the problem, he says, they talks about medical school that they're not trained to use nutrients. And he goes, the problem is that 95% of commonly prescribed drugs do nothing to treat the underlying cause of a patient's condition. They address the symptoms and then make the patient sicker. And he goes on and on and on about that. So here's the thing. So many people are with the cholesterol drugs, which have a black box warning that they cause dementia. And diabetes. And muscle breakdown.
Sarcopenia, just what I was going to say.
Yes.
Muscle breakdown and sarcopenia. Where are those muscles? Well, they're in your heart muscle. Huh?
And the muscles in your body that cause kidney failure when the muscles break down. Go ahead.
And when you're giving cholesterol drugs for a heart condition, you're weakening the heart. That's what the holistic physicians say. That's what the science says. You want a weaker heart? Take the statin drugs. You want diabetes? The statin drugs contribute to forming diabetes. You want sarcopenia? It reduces the muscle tone of your entire body. So what holistic physicians say is this. Yes, in a crisis, yes, they say, use the drugs. But the drugs don't solve the problem. The drugs, they say, reduce the symptoms. The drugs, they say, give you temporary relief, but they cause other symptoms. The holistic physicians point to the fact, since they do study nutrition, which is not offered in medical school, they say, by studying nutrition, you give the body the raw materials it needs to create life. Now, life is what? Mitochondrial life, regeneration, renewal, okay? Give that. And every cell in your body starts to regenerate, starts to create new muscles, new energy, new vitality. It's like Dr. Whitaker, MD, who said that, what are you going to do for your brain? Your brain is starting to go. You have inflammation of your brain. You have inflammation of your arteries. You have plaqueish buildup. He says, take the super pure omega-3 fish oils.
It's a lube job for the platelets.
That's exactly what he said.
It's a lube job for the platelets, which goes along with what you always think of because you're so car, you know, obsessed.
Yeah.
And I understand that as part of the male thing, but I'm certain cars I'm obsessed with too. Yeah, you know, but that has another. Those are other stories.
Well, honey,
but the thing is, honey, a lube job, which is again, it's more like a car
lubrication.
Term. Yes, that's right. But it's what they talk about when they have to do with old classic cars, right?
And yeah, even 56 Chevy.
I wanted the 56 Chevy because my mother drove up with that when I was just 14
years
old.
What are you crying about?
Huh?
What are you crying
because
about?
Because I wanted that car very badly my whole life. And I've never gotten a 56 two-tone Chevy, and it was a blue and white when I was a freshman in high school, you know? Yeah. And then she rode up to, you know, take me home, and I saw it, and I'd never been in love with a car, and I looked at it, and I fell madly in love. And even the seats were two-tone, a 56 Chevy, two-tone.
Poor little baby.
And
never
I've never
got
fallen out of love with the 56 two-tone Chevy. You've known that how many years?
I know.
Guess what's never appeared at our doorstep?
Well, I know, and I'm no substitute for the 56 Chevy.
But
I know
once
that.
In a while, you I could know. Buy me a 56 Chevy. You could, you know, put. You know, get all together, everything you've saved or put in your change in your pockets and everything through all these years, and maybe you could put a down payment on a 56 Chevy.
Well, okay, honey. All right.
Think about that.
I'll look for it.
Okay?
I'll try.
And tell our friends when
but
you
I'd
do
really
that.
But I'd really rather have a 56 Ford.
No, I want the 56 Chevy, and I want all of our friends to get up, who come into Alive and Well and start pinching you and saying, when are you going to get a 56 Chevy, Dennis Jones? Okay. Beside that.
Okay.
Getting back to, you know, the.
Where did we go off the track here? I don't know.
The track. I wasn't off the track. I'm not in Long Island anymore, so I certainly wasn't, you know, driving.
No.
Okay. So anyhow, here we are on the track, and again, this is the doctors giving the background that has been used for thousands of years in Chinese medicine is the mushroom extracts, the reishi, maitake, shiitake, and the wonderful mushroom extracts, and how they help to build up, just like this doctor says, and turkey tail. How it supports the production of acetylcholine for the brain. They're calling them neuronal boosts because they help to promote neurogenesis. It helps support your brain in creating new neurons, they give the clinical trials, brain cells. But it doesn't. But these mushroom extracts do more than just support the creation of new brain cells. They help protect these neurons from decline. This is key, says the physicians, because a neuron in good shape can communicate more effectively with other neurons, enabling better cognition and brain function.
Wonderful.
We have wonderful combinations, Alive and Well, of the turkey tail, reishi, shiitake. We also learned that they help with the immune system.
Just what I was going to say.
That the Japanese doctors, for the very long time, were using the mushroom extract to help support the natural killer cells.
You
the
got
natural
it, baby.
NK
Absolutely.
Cells
Absolutely.
To fight, okay? And turkey tail is one of them, too, that they tell you about. So mushroom extracts, we have all of these. And it's amazing that that's been known. In Chinese medicine, that was a major thing that was known for a long time, okay? And, dear, could you read this? Because this is, you know how we talk about a star player, the vitamin D3? Well, here's another big thing reported by Mercola. So here it is, just reported this month about vitamin D3.
All righty.
Let's talk. Report.
Which reminds me, you know, Mercola talks about getting vitamin D3 from the sun. If you could go out at noon, high noon, or from 12 to 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that is when the ultraviolet rays are the most beneficial for creating vitamin D3. But guess what our all-knowing and beneficent government is doing? They're now finding ways of spreading more aluminum particles throughout the sky to reflect the rays of the sun back into outer space because, they say, the sun is much too hot. The creator of this whole unbelievable universal what's going on in the world gave us the sun to generate life on Earth. Without the sun, you don't get it. With the sun, you get it. Yes, there are variations, just like water and rain and flood and so on. But the sun is instrumental to maintaining life on Earth. The government says, well, too much sun, it's overheating the Earth, so we got to get rid of it. Anyway, here's the article by Dr. Mercola. Study finds higher doses of vitamin D3 reduce atrial fibrillation.
That's actually irregular heartbeats that can cause death.
That's right. Okay. Taking higher than recommended vitamin, says the doctor, taking higher than recommended vitamin D3 doses lowered the risks of atrial fibrillation in men and women. A Finnish study has found from Finland. Okay. The study took place from 2012 to 2018. with the goal of learning whether there is any correlation of supplementing with vitamin D3 and the prevalence of cardiovascular illnesses and malignancies. The print report, the print is a publication. And that is that it was a placebo-controlled study with three groups taking the placebo, 1,600 units of a day of vitamin D3 or 3,200 units of vitamin D3. All were allowed to choose whether to also take 800 units of vitamin D on their own. And the results were, as the doctor said, it shows all those benefits.
All those benefits. And that's
but it goes beyond 800 units.
Yes, that's what he makes that point, that it's much better to take 5,000 to 10,000.
That's right.
Exactly.
And holistic physicians, 10,000 units, it says, increases natural killer cells beautifully. And during the pandemic, let me go back to the pandemic. You have a question?
No, go right ahead.
In the pandemic, Dr. Siegel, a regular MD, was on television saying you've got to take, if you want to boost your immune system, you're given an innate immune system, boost what you have, amplify what's available that you already have, and that is taking vitamin D3 of 10,000 or more units per day.
Absolutely. Okay? That was a key player
and
along
the quercetin and vitamin C.
And NAC.
NAC
made that
plus
point,
and
big
the
point.
Zinc. Very important. Okay.
That's right. And you know, a big news thing that came out from the European doctor, omega-3 intake and reduced risk of breast cancer. Thank God we got back our super pure omega-3, very high potency. Mm-hmm. Fish oils are back there, very high concentrated. And according to statistics, breast cancer, 1 in 8 women develop breast cancer in the lifetime, okay? And the ability of EPA, he says, and DHA, omega-3s, to reduce inflammatory markers and DNA damage would help stop the cellular dysfunction that causes tumors to form and spread. That was what was found, okay? And it goes on and on, but I know we're limited in time, but this omega-3 supplementation is essential. And getting those two omega-3s, DHA and EPA, the beneficial form to ensure the most beneficial effect. And he was talking about protecting against breast cancer, of all of that, which is well known for a long time.
Yeah, any cancer.
That's right, any cancer at all, but they were focusing on that. And we focus on health at Alive and Well. Again, Fanatic Organics, okay? It's okay. It's all right. And giving you the full story and giving you a great understanding of what great nutrition can do and dietary choices, et cetera. And everybody, the stream of wonderful people coming and saying, that broth cafe, everything is so delicious, so fabulous. The prices are terrific. Organic choices and broad spectrum and in every way, so healthy across the boards. You can't touch that anywhere else. And you'll love the setting that you're getting over there, okay? And the setting that you get at Alive and Well, you can call the 877-4950. We're not doctors. We don't pretend to be. There's never a charge. You just can sit, make an appointment with Dennis or Mona, 877-4950. We could love to share great information that doctors have learned in clinical trials. But make an appointment so that we're not with somebody else when we can be sitting there with you. That's what we want, to sit there with you. That's right, darling. And there we go.
Okay, this is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.